In our first feature, Derek James remembers the old Swan Laundry, where every day was washing day. Our reader is Robin Quine.
What's in a name? Quite a lot. As Norwich continues to be redeveloped into 21st century city, so many of the factories and workplaces which were part of life for so long have or are disappearing without trace. Landmark chimneys have tumbled along with factories, public houses and other once important buildings to be replaced by homes in new streets, often with common or garden names, with little or no meaning to the district. It is also the same in the towns and villages across Norfolk. This is so short-sighted and lazy. People and places are so important in giving communities and neighbourhoods an identity. But now, at long last, it seems that far more thought is being put into names. They give new developments a unique sense of being and belonging. Today, Norwich is more of a learning city as more students attend our colleges and universities, and many of them are learning about the fine city and its rich history and heritage as part of their studies. One of them is Sasha Baldwin, a second-year student at the Norwich University of Arts, and she wonders if any of our readers can help her. She is also fascinated by names, especially Old Laundry Court, a modern development of homes off Higham Street in the city. My work reflects the forgotten work practices, people and memories of a location once it has been demolished, becomes something else, and how society adapts and forgets what once was, said Sasha. As for Laundry Court, well, what a story this place has to tell. These photographs give us a glimpse into what was the Norwich Steam Laundry and Baths Company Limited, first established on the Back River back in the 1870s, which went on to become the famous Swan Laundry, the busiest place of its kind in the whole of East Anglia. For 100 glorious years, the laundry took the city's dirty linen, washed it, ironed it, and put a sparkle in it. Tens of thousands of people took advantage of the service every week in the days before automatic washing machines took over. The book Men Who Have Made Norwich by Edward and Wilfred Burgess, first published in 1904 and recently reprinted by the Norwich Industrial Archaeology Society, tells the story of the birth of the company, and the author had a wonderful way with words. There wasn't till the date in Norwich no public or private concern which catered on any large scale for the wants of mater familias and rid her of the troubles and tribulations associated with a washing day at home, wrote the authors. The days of the traditional washerwoman were numbered. The company was set up on the site of Norton's Baths on the river, which had been the only recognised public bathing place in Norwich. But the bosses found plenty of people were not that fond of machine-washed laundry, and that had to be encountered by dint of steady plodding and excellent results. Slowly but surely, the laundry grew, and what was then known as the Swan Laundry became the busiest in the whole region, providing much needed work. It was said, although within 20 minutes of the marketplace, it stands quite outside the city smoke, while the adjacent land furnishes an excellent means of drying and bleaching the larger articles entrusted by the company. There was also a swimming pool alongside the laundry, steam being used to heat the water. What luxury! It became home for the Norwich Swan, no S, Swimming Club, a club which has continued to play a leading role in thousands of lives over the years. The laundry went from strength to strength. By the Second World War, there were four sites in the city, Three, including Swan, were bombed in the 1942 Blitz, which resulted in such terrible death and destruction. Yet within a year, it was rebuilt and up and running again, an extraordinary achievement. The dear old Swan finally ran out of laundry in 1978. The site was taken over by the engineering firm Herrells for a while and called Swan Works. Today, houses stand on the land, and the name lives on to remind the next generation of times gone by.